call to the Lord who is worthy of praise.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are past in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed,
the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Our word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, and he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and the rest of yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may the word of the Lord. We will read the Psalms responsively. Please read the bold print. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with a tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. A reading from Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his evil deeds. He has now reconciled in his fleshy body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. I became its servant according to God's commission, and was given, and that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. The mystery has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory and of this mystery, which is Christ in you, in hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to then help me." But the Lord said to Martha, answered Martha, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson this morning, we just heard Martha taking seriously the role and identity her society held for her as someone who would host a guest. As a woman in her society, her responsibility was to tend to food preparation and cooking, which is why Martha finds what Mary is doing so troubling. It comes off as rude and disrespectful to their guests. Jesus has a way of redefining life as we know it. In our society, credentials impress us. And the identity that's thrusted upon us from our society is important. A system of credentials that we've made up and who we think we are as the world tells us who we are, that's where oftentimes our identity gets grounded in. And society then defines what is good and what is bad. Society defines what is acceptable and what is deviant. This morning, Riley Smith will be baptized. And when looking at her, most of us would say that she can't be that bad, right? Look at her. This beautiful, sweet child that's among us. And quite frankly, when even we look at ourselves in the mirror, perhaps we rationalize from time to time, "I'm not that bad." Which makes the words that we heard from Paul in Colossians sound so harsh. He says, "And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds." Our society is quick to condemn these words of Paul. There has been a weaponization of original sin that has abused many in our society. But the truth that humanity is not only capable of you. Read and listen to the news. We know that this capability and reality of our capacity to do evil in the world is not only true, but it stings. We make the mistake of projecting our feelings onto God. We think our accomplishments and our credentials matter in this world. They must matter to God. We think we can impress God. We impress ourselves and create hierarchies that foster environments of those who are included and those who are excluded. But holy baptism for Riley, holy baptism for you and for me, is entering into a life where we are free from the yardsticks of the world and are immersed in the love of God that does not see distinctions that we create in our world. This sacrament is more than an event or just a rite of passage. It's about being immersed in the new creation that we have in Christ. And the baptismal life is about being nurtured into the way of Jesus, which shows us a new way of being a human being. The credentials and standards of this world don't impress God, and in the end, they don't really impress us either. The system that we have created comes back to haunt us, comes back to judge us, and it makes us feel insignificant. We are pressured to present the perfect life, the perfect package in this society. And when we fall short, we cover ourselves in how the world would rate us based on our failure to live up to our credentials and our worldly identity. Earlier this week, we saw an image from the Webb telescope that gave us a picture of the universe that we've never been able to get at before. And it totally blew many people's minds away. The universe is much older and more vast than we could have imagined. And I noticed some atheists and anti-theists focus on how insignificant then we are as people. But if we focus too much on that, I believe that can lead to nihilism. Then I came across this quote from a rabbi in which they said, "Take two slips of paper to keep at all times. On one slip of paper, write, 'I am only dust and ashes.' On the other, write, 'The universe was created for me.' If you are feeling arrogant or smug or overly self-important, take out the first and read it. 'I am only dust and ashes.' If you're feeling low or bad about yourself or lacking confidence, take out the second and read it. 'The universe was created for me.'" This is the paradox that we are humbled by. The vastness of creation, yet at the same time in awe of a God that cares about you and me personally. The world likes binary thinking. The world likes to think of humanity as either just good or bad. But we Lutheran Christians, we like to say what? It's both and, right? Paul's line in Colossians is harsh if you only think about people in a binary as just being bad. But when we live into the paradox, it's different. When we see that we are both good and bad, broken and redeemed, that changes things. We can be in awe of the vastness of the universe and at the same time celebrate the uniqueness and the particularity of each and every one of us. We can look at Riley Smith and celebrate that unique, particular human being, that unique and particular beloved child of God. We can celebrate all these things at once. We don't have to pick. And the thing that we're not really crazy about as human beings, and you've heard me say it before, is that there's nothing you can do. The vastness of the universe, our existence, and our salvation is not in your control. And we love to be in control. So if we like to be in control, that might not seem very much like good news, but it is the good news. Because God has all of this. And God has all of this figured out. And that good news is that we're not covered in our failures and in our shortcomings or in the system that we've created. We are covered in the grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness of our God. And covered in that love, we cling to the credentials of our Savior. As we heard in Colossians, we cling to the one who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In him, things in heaven and on earth were created. In him, all things hold together. Through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. This is God's work, not ours. But we're invited to be centered in the love of God in this new life that we have with Jesus Christ. And going back to our gospel lesson, Mary and Martha are showing us aspects of Christian discipleship. Both are being transformed by Jesus. Both are being redefined by Jesus. And both are really focused on Jesus. I know we like to make Mary the one that's just focused on Jesus, but hey, Martha invited Jesus in to begin with, so she's focused on Christ too here. But what we see, what we need to be centered in, is the Word. The Word is what feeds us and nourishes us. And I'm not just talking about the Scriptures. We know of the Word that was made flesh, Jesus Christ. When we're centered on that, that feeds us and nourishes us and transforms us in such a way that we're able to live into Christian service. Because Mary shows us the importance of the ministry of the Word, and Martha shows us the importance of the ministry of service. That Greek word that you might be familiar with now, diakonia. It's not about which one is better. It's about how both are very necessary. But service without the Word will burn you out, and in the end won't even make much sense, because we're not doing it being grounded in that life-giving, transformative spirit of renewal that we have in Jesus Christ. Mary and Martha's expression of ministry give us also an insight to baptismal responsibilities that we'll hear in a moment. The baptized are expected to live among God's faithful people, to worship, to be brought to the Word of God, and to the Holy Supper, to be taught the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, to learn the Holy Scriptures, to be nurtured in a life of faith and prayer, so that Riley will trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice of peace. You see that centering in the Word and then moving to service in sharing the love of Jesus. Notice our mission statement is we're centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, and then sent forth to share the love of Jesus. It's a both and. The life, the baptismal life that we have, is sitting with Christ, being pointed to Christ, and then serving in ways that share the love of Jesus. We are redirected, redefined, transformed. As Kathy Lessman puts it, there's something about grace and mercy that changes egocentric hearts into hearts willing to suffer and die for each other, whether they deserve it or not. It's really quite amazing how behavior changes. And then she invites us to listen in. Ouch, dear parent, dear spouse, dear friend, you really nailed me this time. It hurts like crazy, but I'm not going to retaliate. Here, take my hand. Or, dear friend or stranger, I can tell you're carrying a heavy burden. Can you tell me about it? Can I help you? Or, dear one, I can see you're walking through the valley of the shadow. May I walk with you? The good news for Riley and all the baptized is that our identity is first and foremost in Christ. We are beloved children of God, not by anything that we've done, but what Christ has done, and we're covered in God's amazing grace. And Riley gets to join us in this new life that we have in Christ. And she gets to be invited to this wonderful paradox, where on the one hand, she is uniquely, beautifully, wonderfully made, and at the same time, we get to tell her, it's not about you. Right? That's the paradox. That's the Christian life. A love that lifts us up and a love that calls us out. A love that seeks to be shared. A love that there's always enough for everyone. And a love that is without end. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, I'd like to call forward the family and sponsors of Riley. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the Word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and join in God's mission for the life of the world. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child baptized into Christ? As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with her among God's faithful people. Bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that your child may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your child grow in the Christian faith and life? Sponsors, do you promise to nurture this person in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to help her live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? People of God, do you promise to support Riley and pray for her in her new life in Christ? I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Holy God. You are the creator of the waters of the earth. You are the fire of rebirth. You poured out your Spirit on your people Israel. You breathe life into our dry bones. Your Son Jesus promised to send the Spirit to us that the world may know your peace and truth. Pour out your Holy Spirit and breathe new life into those who are here baptized. By your Spirit, adopt us all as your children through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Riley Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Riley with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Riley, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
Welcome to you, Mr. Lord.
Let us give thanks to God for what God has done for Riley. We continue with the hymn of the day.
Guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. Ever-present God, in Christ you fill all things. As your church gathers to hear your word, share your meal, and receive your blessing, teach us to welcome strangers as we have been welcomed by you, God of grace. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, our Stephen ministry, and all who minister in Christ, and for all holy people of God, God of grace. Through Christ, you created all things, visible and invisible. Teach humankind to honor and protect all creation, including living things that remain hidden from our eyes, such as air, atmosphere, molecules, and microscopic creatures. God of grace. Through Christ, you reconcile all things. Motivate those in power to end enslavement, dehumanization, brutality of any kind, and to protect and improve the lives of indigenous people. God of grace. Through Christ, you bring peace. Assure all who are worried and distracted by many things of your constant presence. Soothe those suffering in mind, body, or spirit. Sustain all who are afflicted and those who serve as caregivers, especially Tracy, Scott, Amber, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Barb, Jasmine, Pete, Cheryl, George, Lucas, the family of Natalie Rood, John, Cindy, Leah, Carol, and our homebound, God of grace. In Christ, you make your word fully known. Inspire this worshiping community to abide fully in your word as we sit at the feet of Jesus. Bless the ministry of teachers and Bible study leaders, God of grace. Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade, Luke, and their chaplains, God of grace. In Christ, you brought forth the firstborn from the dead. We give thanks for the saints you have gathered at your table. Gather us with them in your eternal glory, God of grace.
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name, filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We continue with the offering. You may be seated.
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise you for your spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give
us our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite forward our communion assistants and anyone participating in Children's Church this morning. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be offered on the pulpit side. An usher will release you forward with trays of glass cups. Receive a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Announcements for the good of the community. Gwen?
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that helped with VBS this week. As you can see, it was a pretty good success. Marsha White was our director. She's not with us this morning. She's at work, but she did a fabulous job, and really wanted to recognize her. There are pictures from this past week down the Sunday school hallway, if you'd like to take a peek at those before you leave. So.
As Christ sends us out into the world, as we recite the mission God has given us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Thank you.
thanks be to God.